Trump orders agencies to stop taxpayers' funding for illegal migrants. By Neil Monroe on February 19, 2025. President Donald Trump has ordered his agencies to scrub their regulations and spending programs to ensure illegal migrants are not getting taxpayers' funds via hidden channels. Trump signed the executive order titled Preserving Federal Benefits for American Citizens late on Wednesday. The policy could save tens of billions of dollars per year. But the full economic impact will not be known for many months because Trump's deputies must find the aid programs, change policies to stop some funding, fend off lawsuits, and then gradually rewrite regulations to stop more funding. Democrats will furiously protest Trump's aid cutoff because the cash flows through their vast and vital farm teams of supporters at government agencies and nonprofits. Democrats also support the funding because it attracts migrants to the United States. The aid also deters them from going home by anchoring them to U.S. society via subsidized jobs, housing, schooling, government credentials, and political support. But the aid cutoff will also help the Democrats' media allies to attack Trump's popular migration policies by spotlighting pitiable migrants, for example, mothers with children, on the evening TV news shows. The illegal migrant population in the United States is at least 13.7 million, many of whom have crowded into Democratic-run states, California and Illinois, for example, that provide health care and other aid to illegal migrants. A White House fact sheet said. The surge in illegal immigration, enabled by the previous administration, is siphoning dollars and essential services from American citizens while state and local budgets grow increasingly strained. According to the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, providing welfare to 1 million illegal aliens could cost American taxpayers an additional $3 billion annually. The U.S. House Homeland Security Committee estimated that taxpayers could pay as much as $451 billion to care for roughly 9 million illegal aliens and gotaways that have entered the United States unlawfully since January 2021. Today's action by the Trump administration will save American taxpayers billions of dollars a year as every federal agency and department will be required to identify all federally funded programs currently providing any benefits to illegal aliens and take corrective action, said a statement from Dan Stein, president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR. The vast array of public benefits that have been made available to illegal aliens has been a driving force behind years of record illegal immigration and the crushing burdens it has imposed on American taxpayers, he added. The vast majority of migrants rationally come to the United States to work, not to get welfare, because their families live in poverty. However, many migrants cannot earn enough wages to support themselves and their left-behind families in the U.S. labor market that is flooded with other migrants. In response, the Democratic Party keeps them out of visible poverty by steering billions of dollars to the migrants via a vast array of loopholes, exemptions, and redefinitions in the nation's welfare laws. The result is that Democrats deliver aid to migrants even if the aid programs are supposedly only for Americans. For example, the roughly 1 million migrants who were improperly given parole entry to the United States can get funds for housing, child nutrition, education, work training, and much else? Similarly, when an illegal migrant woman has a child, she gains access to many aid programs because she is the guardian of an infant American citizen. This flood of funding also allows the migrants to elbow Americans out of decent jobs and housing. Companies know they can hire migrants at artificially low wages because the federal government will top up the migrants' meager wages with subsidized food, housing, and cash aid. For example, many of the paroled Haitian migrants in Springfield, Ohio, get aid via the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as the food stamps. Under Biden, agencies and Democrats in Congress, aided by get-along GOP appropriators and business lobbies, quietly provided more than $30 billion to migrants via a variety of federal programs. For example, Biden's deputies at the Department of Health and Human Services spent $22.6 billion on migrants via a wide variety of Democrat-aligned nonprofit groups. The funding was unveiled by a group called Open the Books. But there are many other loopholes where non-cash government aid is sneaked to illegal migrants, often via the Democrats' army of supporters employed in nonprofits, federal agencies, and state governments. For example, until this week, roughly 26,000 youth migrants have taxpayer-funded lawyers who are trying to win green cards for the migrants. The $200 million per year program is run through the Department of the Interior, which provides grants to nonprofits that distribute the grants to many small law firms. Similarly, the staff at the Department of Veterans Affairs were used by President Joe Biden's deputies to guide new migrants towards the loopholes that allowed migrants to get taxpayer-funded health care. Democrats also spent at least $750 million to settle migrants in North Carolina and then used disaster funding to aid migrants hit by the fall flooding.